10 states will hold primaries or caucuses in the Democratic presidential contest next Tuesday. They include California and New York. But none is more critical to the nation's politics than Ohio. No Republican has ever won the presidency without Ohio, and it's often a close fight. The state went for President Clinton twice, and in a very close contest to President Bush last time. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been talking to suburban voters around Cleveland.
Ohio Democrats seem a little bit bored with their primary this year. Both the two leading candidates seem acceptable, and if Ohio Democrats are not passionate about them, they are passionate about the president. A group of women who live in the close-in suburbs on Cleveland's east side, Cleveland Heights and University Heights, raised problems with the president's prescription drug plan for seniors. Christina Soltes Peterson, a high school English teacher.
It's very personal for my grandmother Soltes because my grandfather was a fighter pilot in World War II. He was a prisoner of war. Thankfully, he came home. But, you know, he gave a lot for this country. And for her not to be able to afford prescription drugs, she feels ripped off.
The economy and the war are the big issues for these women. Gay marriage seems too, quote, political to them. They feel threatened by deficits. They're worried about Social Security and the cost of health care. These women are asking uncomfortable what-if questions, like this one from Pat Davis, who has a small consulting business.
You know, both my parents are retired, too, and they have very good insurance coverage right now. But if the major company that my dad, for instance, worked for, decides that they can't pay those kinds of benefits to their retirees anymore, then they're going to have to rethink some things.
Like the country, Ohio has committed Democrats who oppose the president and committed Republicans who'll vote to re-elect. To meet independent voters, we travel to Medina, Ohio, a former farming community that's become an outer suburb of Akron and Cleveland. We met with two book clubs, his and hers, at the carefully restored Victorian home of Elaine and Bill Lamb. We found interest in John Edwards and support, if not enthusiasm, for the frontrunner, John Kerry. Lynn Vidra is one of the town librarians.
I also will probably vote for Kerry just because I'm ultimately such a practical person. I'm not in love with him yet, but I think he has the best chance, and I feel very strongly, too, that I certainly don't want our current president in for another 4 years.
Is there anybody here who voted for President Bush who won't do it again?
Yeah, I definitely won't vote for Bush again. I don't care who runs against him.
That's Ed Graber. He's an engineer, retired from NASA. Graber says he has never voted for a Democrat in a presidential election.
I think he's lied to us. I just don't like what he stands for. I'm embarrassed that I voted for him.
How much of it is intentional deception, and how much is having been misled by his cabinets and his, quote, experts and those that his advisors? That concerns me.
The issue is going to be, to me, my point of view is integrity, and I think that's an issue for everybody in the country, not only for any candidate nowadays, I think more than it used to be, because if it's international integrity or look at the corporations, that there's all this scandals going on and everybody's upset about the corporate scandals because it's a lack of integrity. That's what really is pushing people's buttons, I think.
You just heard from Ann Hamrick, also a librarian, and from Bob Doty, who's a dentist in a nearby town, another lifelong Republican. Our host, Bill Lamb, who teaches high school history in Akron, says he's been surprised by the number of Republicans among his friends and family expressing concerns about the war in Iraq and the president's leadership. For Lamb, that is the issue.
And I know, you know, the economy, if it's great, that's good to the president. But I think growing up in during the Vietnam era, I still think, to me, the overriding issue is that you can't send people off to die for nothing. And you can't send people off to die in a political war. And that's it for me. That's the whole issue.
Bill Lamb and the members of the Men's Book and Adventure Club, they say they did go camping together once. Also, the women of the Court Street Book Club. Ohioans have their primary on Tuesday, but many are already focused on the fall. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Medina, Ohio.